Sind Sie bereit, sich den Frühling zu versüßen? Dann haben wir genau das Richtige für Sie. Entdecken Sie unsere attraktiven Audi-Neuwagen-Angebote zu den Q-Modellen bei der Feser Graf Gruppe. Sichern Sie sich beispielsweise den Audi Q2 bereits ab 274 Euro oder den Audi Q3 schon ab 329 Euro monatlich im Privatleasing. Jetzt bei allen Audi-Betrieben der Feser Graf Gruppe und auf feser-graf.de.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The Beijing Auto Show is roaring strong, but we'll get to that a little bit later because there's some dark storm clouds gathering over the Chinese auto industry, at least when it comes to electric cars. The Wall Street Journal reports that only three EV makers in China are profitable: BYD, Tesla, and Li Auto. And it says that price war there is only just getting started and could go on for the rest of the year. And the current level of competition could go on for another 2 to 3 years, and potentially only a handful of companies will survive. Even so, China still leads the world in EV development. CATL just introduced a new, more efficient LFP, or lithium iron phosphate battery, that has a similar energy density to nickel cobalt manganese batteries. The new battery offers 1,000 kilometers or 621 miles of range and can add 600 kilometers or 372 miles of range in just 10 minutes. And CATL, which is already the largest EV battery manufacturer in the world, is expanding beyond batteries. It's introducing its own EV chassis. The platform integrates the battery, electric drive, and thermal management system directly into the platform. It also features brake-by-wire, steer-by-wire, rear-wheel steering, electronically controlled suspension, and all-wheel drive. The chassis can support multiple battery chemistries and can be adapted to multiple vehicle sizes. This platform sounds very competitive, and it's going to be fascinating to see which automakers run to CATL to get to it. But the problem with EVs isn't just in China. Hyundai says global EV sales fell by several thousand units in the first quarter, while sales of hybrids shot up 17% to almost 98,000 vehicles. So it's going to invest more in hybrids, including making them at its new Georgia assembly plant in the US, which originally was only going to make EVs. Mercedes-Benz is also going to rely more heavily on ICE and hybrid models in the U.S. Automotive News reports that Mercedes does not expect to sell more EVs and is going to get rid of the current Jelly Bean design language and drop the EQ branding for electrics. Future platforms will accommodate a variety of powertrains, just like BMW is doing. And VinFast, the Vietnamese automaker, just saw sales of its EVs drop 28% quarter over quarter, and the founder of the company is investing another $1 billion of his own personal wealth into VinFast because it's burning through so much cash. Stellantis was just dealt a blow by a judge in the U.S., which could threaten its production. The automaker is suing the supplier McLane Fogg, which makes gears and pinions for its transmissions, because it's refusing to ship components to the automaker over a pricing dispute. But a judge just rejected Stellantis' attempt to force that supplier to resume shipping parts, and it must continue paying the supplier if it wants to get those parts. Stellantis argued that this could cause other suppliers that want price increases to withhold shipments, but the judge ruled that this was just, quote, speculation and conjecture. Earlier this year, Stellantis told suppliers it would not accept any more claims from them seeking inflationary cost relief. Two other suppliers, Camex and Yangfeng, also stopped shipping parts to the automaker this year, which led Stellantis to sue them. But unlike McLane Fogg, a judge ruled that Camex and Yangfeng had to continue shipping parts.
Sind Sie bereit, sich den Frühling zu versüßen? Dann haben wir genau das Richtige für Sie. Entdecken Sie unsere attraktiven Audi-Neuwagen-Angebote zu den Q-Modellen bei der Feser Graf Gruppe. Sichern Sie sich beispielsweise den Audi Q2 bereits ab 274 Euro oder den Audi Q3 schon ab 329 Euro monatlich im Privatleasing. Jetzt bei allen Audi-Betrieben der Feser Graf Gruppe und auf feser-graf.de.
When the elements are working against you, being confident in your grip on the road is what really matters. Bridgestone Alenza Tires, improved acceleration in wet conditions.
As I said at the beginning of the show, the Beijing Auto Show is going full bore, and here are some of the highlights so far. Volkswagen's EVs are adopting a new styling language, and it's previewing the look on the ID Code concept. One of the differences includes a new lighting signature, which still stretches across the front and rear of the car, but the light bars are much thicker. The panels also look more tightly pulled over the body, which when combined with the fastback roofline of the ID Code, gives the vehicle a very sporty appearance. VW says this concept is a preview of a future large SUV that's designed to have up to level 4 autonomous capabilities. But it also plans to launch 30 new models in China by the end of the decade. That includes new ICEs, hybrids, plug-in hybrids with over 100 kilometers or 62 miles of range, BEVs, as well as 5 EV models from a brand new sub-brand called IDUX. Its first model is the IDUNYX, which we think is pronounced uniques, and we first showed you back in March. It's basically just a VW version of the Cupra Tavascan, which itself is an MEB-based all-wheel drive EV. But it's hard to know exactly what platform will be used for each vehicle it's coming out with in the future because it has so many platforms. MQB covers everything ICE-based, but for EV, it has its current electric vehicle platform, MEB, as well as a new version of MEB called China Main Platform that instead uses local suppliers for parts and components. At least 4 entry-level vehicles will launch on this platform starting in 2026. In 2027 is when the IDUX vehicles start launching. It will eventually have 5 models, and they will use MEB, but could also tap into its EV partnership with XPeng, or its first China-specific EV platform that is being developed by the Volkswagen China Technology Company. This adds a lot of cost and complexity to Volkswagen's operations, so it's going to need these vehicles to sell well for its strategy to pay off. Toyota might be considering dropping its BZ naming structure for EVs, but it's not giving up on it just yet. It revealed production versions of the BZ Sport crossover concept and the BZ Flex Space concept that it first showed off at last year's Beijing Auto Show. But now they're called the BZ3C and BZ3X. Toyota says both models will go on sale within a year from now and include the latest driver assistance technology. The BZ3C was jointly developed with BYD and FAW and is geared towards younger customers, while the BZ3X is more family-oriented and was developed with GAC. That's about all the details we have for now. But on a wishful thinking note, I feel like there's a new age version of the Scion XB hiding in there in that BZ3X if you just gave it a more van-like body with upright side panels. Some Europeans are worried about Chinese cars flooding the market, and BYD could go after one of Europe's most coveted vehicle segments, the hot hatch. It revealed the Ocean M, a rear-drive, all-electric, 4-door hatchback that's supposed to go on sale in China in the third quarter of this year. Details are few for now, but pricing is expected to be around $25,000. Now that it has the largest population in the world, India could be the next huge growth market. That's why the Hyundai Group is making plans to expand production there. The automaker's chairman says it will have the capacity to produce 1.5 million vehicles in India next year. The Hyundai brand will account for more than 1 million of those units, and it wants to be a leader in EVs. The Hyundai brand will begin mass producing its first locally built EV in India by the end of the year, and it plans to produce 5 EV models by 2030. Kia will start EV production in India next year. In the first quarter of this year, the Hyundai Group sold more than 225,000 vehicles in India, up 1.5% compared to a year ago, and it's aiming to sell 890,000 this year, which would be a 4% gain. The UAW scored a major victory last week when over 70% of the workers at Volkswagen's plant in Tennessee voted to join the union. Next up is Mercedes-Benz, and the union promises to go after all the foreign automakers building cars in the U.S., all of which are not unionized. This is a historic development that's going to have a dramatic impact on the American auto industry. So what's going to happen? Well, that's what we'll be talking about on Autoline After Hours today. We've got Merrick Masters coming on the show. He's a labor expert from Wayne State University who has a deep understanding and great insight into all of this. And we've got Mike Martinez, who covers the UAW for Automotive News and who recently interviewed UAW President Sean Fain. So join John and Gary when the action gets going on Autoline After Hours today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's a wrap for this show. Thanks for tuning in.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering, boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Intrepid's NeoVi Pi, allowing automotive engineers to interface, capture, and monitor vehicle data using Raspberry Pi. As a matter of fact, it's the automotive industry's first robust platform for Raspberry Pi, featuring Intrepid CAN-FD technology and Raspberry Pi compute module. The NeoVi Pi is designed for automotive environments, allowing use with relative power ranges and applications. In addition, the NeoVi Pi enables you to use the Raspberry Pi 4 compute while avoiding additional development to adapt to network environments. That makes the NeoVi Pi powerful enough to solve your vehicle network problems, yet small enough to fit in your backpack. One of many Intrepid tools used for developing zonal architecture and software-defined vehicles.
At Tajin Automotive Technologies, we combine world-class composite materials expertise with cutting-edge designs. Because frankly, there are better ways to lightweight vehicles. So lighten up with Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Sind Sie bereit, sich den Frühling zu versüßen? Dann haben wir genau das Richtige für Sie. Entdecken Sie unsere attraktiven Audi-Neuwagen-Angebote zu den Q-Modellen bei der Feser Graf Gruppe. Sichern Sie sich beispielsweise den Audi Q2 bereits ab 274 Euro oder den Audi Q3 schon ab 329 Euro monatlich im Privatleasing. Jetzt bei allen Audi-Betrieben der Feser Graf Gruppe und auf feser-graf.de.